Hey everyone, it's Saturn. So I posted on Friday that I was doing a Q&A, or it seems like everybody on Reddit calls it an AMA, which supposedly stands for Ask Me Anything, but we're gonna stick with Q&A. Okay. Now that that's been discussed, I posted an announcement for a Q&A on Friday. The whole reason I wanted to do a Q&A was because so many people were asking me questions, and I also figured that it would be good content. And it's so much easier for me to answer questions vocally than through text message or replies to comments. So, with that being said, and that being out of the way, let's get to it. So, part one of the Q&A series is titled Get to Know Me, and it is 20 questions that you can follow along with via the link in my post. So, question one. You mentioned in your description that you go by Saturn. Any particular reason? What's the meaning of the name? Okay, so, I'm obsessed with the planet Saturn. I don't know why. It's my favorite planet, and it just, I don't know, I started going by it a while ago, and it really stuck with all of my online friends, so now I go by it. That's pretty much it. Two. You mentioned being more comfortable on the phone and getting feedback than just talking to yourself through an audio. Is this generally speaking from personal experience, or are you talking about a phone call service like Night Flirt? Okay. So, this is more so generally speaking, and also from personal experience. I don't do any phone call services, and I've never heard of Night Flirt. So, that's pretty much it. Yeah, definitely from personal experience, because I know personally that, I'm just more comfortable when I'm talking to somebody when I'm doing stuff rather than doing it alone anyway. And also, generally speaking, question 2.5 or 2.5, because I added this in last minute. What is your sexuality? So if you've seen some of my comments and have messaged back and forth with me, I've mentioned before being attracted to women. I am personally bisexual. More so leaning towards men. And I guess that's because I'm mostly submissive, and it kind of like, I am naturally submissive with men and really naturally dominant with women. So that, yeah. I hope that answers the question. I'm so sorry. This is so awkward. I feel like I'm taking like way too many pauses. 3. How old are you? Under or over the age of 21? I am under the age of 21. I am 18. Follow-up question. Is it offensive to ask you of your age? No, it isn't. I'd never really found that offensive. Like, it's just a general question. Like, ask me how old I am. Don't assume, because you're probably going to be wrong. So just ask. It's not a big deal. Best sexual experience you've ever had, and what made it the best? So this is a long-ass answer, because I got to go into story time. So the first time I did anything, like, really BDSM in person with somebody was in my house, in the house that I am in right now, and it was with my dominant, and we were in the kitchen, and we had a bowl of water on the counter, and my hands were tied behind my back, and my hair was pulled up in a ponytail, and I was completely naked and bent over the counter with my face in the bowl of water, and he was standing behind me. So, for those of you who don't know about this whole situation, First of all, I'm polyamorous, meaning that I can have or will have multiple consenting romantic and or sexual relationships with multiple people consensually at the same time. All parties are aware, and all of their relationships are usually separate, at least when it comes to me. And I am currently in a relationship. Back to the story. So this is called like water dunking, pretty much. It's extreme breath play. So he keeps grabbing my hair that's pulled up in a ponytail on top of my head and pushing it into the bowl of water and then like leaving me there while like I'm literally like screaming and struggling to breathe in the bowl of water, right? And then he'll yank it back out and like let me get like half of a gasp and then like stick my head right back in. Like I won't even have time to take another breath. And it's awesome. So the reason this is the best sexual experience I've ever had is because he, like a little while later into it, my head was submerged completely in the bowl of water. So I didn't hear him take off his belt, right? And my head is completely submerged in the bowl of water, and my ponytail is extremely loose from all of the pooling on it. So he grabs my hair and yanks my head out of the bowl. Like my neck snaps back. The pain from my hair being pulled, mixed with him hitting my ass as hard as he could with the belt unexpectedly, just like I came right there from that, like just from the pain and the fear play. Like, that's why it's the best. It's pretty great. Worst sexual experience you've ever had, and why is it so bad? Honestly, I don't want to answer this. I really don't want to answer it. I haven't had many sexual experiences, so like the worst I've ever had. You know what? It's not the worst, but it's the second worst. And we'll just go with this. When I lost my virginity, like, no, you know what? We're not going to go with that story. We're just not going to answer this question because I don't want to go with that story because I feel like it's so mediocre. Like, it's not that bad. And I've been told that it's normal, but like, it wasn't normal for me at all. But we're just gonna skip this question, and I'm sorry to the person who asked this, but I'm gonna have to skip that because I'm not ready to get into that story. 6. What gave you your most intense orgasm of all time? So the most intense orgasm that I've ever had was a G-spot orgasm, and I've only ever had a G-spot orgasm one time. And I was on the phone with this guy, and we were in a relationship at the time, and I was fucking myself, and he was telling me, like, a specific rhythm to go, and so I was following the rhythm, and it, like, that rhythm that he had me on edged me for 15 minutes-ish, and I had, like, the most intense orgasm I have ever had before. Like, my legs were shaking, I couldn't breathe, I felt like I was having a panic attack, but I wasn't. And my whole body was shaking, and like I knew it wasn't like a normal orgasm because the orgasm, like, I could feel it inside, and it wasn't like, usually when I have an orgasm it's like an exterior orgasm, right? Like I can feel it in my clit, not inside of me, but I felt it inside of me. And I had a lot of questions, so I asked him those questions, and he was like, I just gave you your first G-spot orgasm. I was like, all right, I'll roll with it. It was pretty great. 7. Can you come multiple times without stopping? I can. A lot. Usually I have to take at least a 30-second break in between orgasms. Clit-wise, like, I get so sensitive that, like, it turns into, like, pain and not the good kind of pain. Like, I have to have at least 30 seconds to reboot, and then I'll be okay. But typically, yes. 8. Marvel or DC? Did you see Endgame? In parentheses, no spoilers. So. You can't ask me this question, because I like people from both. And, like, I'm not super educated in the whole, you know, superhero world, because I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and binge watch all of the 1,000 Marvel movies there are. but I'd probably have to go with Marvel. So no, I did not see Endgame, and I didn't see Infinity War either. And I really wanted to, but I got yelled at by multiple people, and I was told that I had to watch all of the movies leading up to Infinity War before I watched it. And then since I haven't seen Infinity War or half of the movies, I can't watch Endgame. So that's fine. I'm okay with that until I'm able to do so. So, who are your favorite superheroes? So, I really like Spider-Man, and I really like Thor. But I like Thor because, like, his plotline is really, really, really good. And I like Spider-Man because I've seen all of the Spider-Man movies, so it's, like, the only superhero I've seen all of the movies for. Or at least the individual movies. And I really like the Joker. It's probably another one of my favorite superheroes. I don't know if, probably not a superhero. Probably more like, I'm pretty sure, I'm 99.9% sure Joker's a villain. If I'm wrong, well, then shoot me. But, like I said, I'm not super educated on this kind of stuff, so. And then this is a follow-up question from the same person. Out of Spider-Man, Batman, and the Joker, who would you fuck, marry, and kill? So, I would fuck Spider-Man. I would marry the Joker, and I would kill Batman. So many people are going to come after me for that. And it's okay. I'll deal with it later. 11. Do you like lingerie? Do you own any? What's your favorite piece? So I own a ton of lingerie. I love lingerie. I love lace. I love skimpy little outfits. Like, I love it. So this kind of goes with a story. The first pair of black lace panties I ever had, will always be my favorite pair of black lace panties, because it was, like, a thong, and it was, like, I have so many pictures in it. Like, I was obsessed with that. I took pictures, like, every time. Like, I only wore it for pictures. Like, they stayed in a drawer safe and sound. Like, I didn't want anything fucking happening to that pair, and I still have them, but I have a lot more now. Yeah, it's definitely my favorite piece, but the nickname for them are my black lacy neverminds, because it goes with the story. I was teasing/dirty talking with somebody, like, a long while ago, and sorry, I have to cough, but I'm trying not to. I was, like, dirty talking / talking to this guy a long time ago, and I was, like, kind of, like, teasing, and I was, like, blah 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 something. And then I was, like, going into details, like, explaining the panties, like, black, dot-dot-dot, lacy, dot-dot-dot, never mind. And then I was, like, because I kind of, like, cut off my message right there, because I was, like, trying to tease, but, like, I don't know. I'm so awkward. Okay. And I'm also really tired, so. What all toys do you have? That is a long list. All of my toys are pretty much DIY. I don't really have any major toys, like brand name toys or like toys that I've bought. I have DIY gags. I have a DIY ball gag, DIY funnel gag, DIY bit gag, and I use clothespins a lot. I have DIY nipple clamps. What else do I have? Oh, the toys that this is probably coming from, the reason this question is here, is probably like, what toys do I use in audios, right? So these are the main two that you're ever going to need to know about. I use a hairbrush to fuck myself with, and it's like the biggest handle of a hairbrush that I've ever had. So it's like, that's that toy is used for that, not for brushing hair ever again. And then I have, like, I use an Oral-B toothbrush as a vibrator because I feel like that's what I started with, like, a long time ago. And it's just always been my favorite. Until I get a Hitachi wand, it's my favorite. And I can't afford to get a Hitachi wand, and I don't plan on getting one anytime soon due to a lot of reasons. So, mostly because I can't. But one day, I'm going to have a Hitachi wand, and maybe then that'll replace my Oral-B toothbrush, but for now, we're going to stick with that, because that's my trusty sidekick, my best friend. I usually just call it a vibrator, though. Have you ever been in a threesome? Does that interest you? Male-male-female, or male-female-female, or something else? I've never been in a threesome. It definitely does interest me. And literally all kinds of it, like all the same gender, so like three girls or one guy and two girls or two guys and one girl. Probably like my favorite option would be two guys and like one girl, but we're not gonna get into that right now. Question 14, literally one word, gangbangs? Let's talk about that. I'm a fanatic of gangbangs, okay? But we're not going to get into all of my deep, dark thoughts, okay? Because they're pretty fucked up. Question 15. If you could only choose one for the rest of your life, would you give pleasure or would you get pleasure? I would give pleasure because I get pleasure from giving pleasure. So, like, for example, I can come from giving a blowjob. I can come from making somebody else come. I can come from hearing somebody moan from something I'm doing. Because, one, moans are amazing. And I get off to them all the time. But yeah, I would rather give pleasure. 16, favorite music, what genres? So I'm into everything, literally everything. Rap, reggae, country, indie folk, classic rock, alternative, classical music, instrumental music, EDM, blues, you name it, I probably listen to it. Probably my favorite genre is indie folk. That's probably like the most I listen to. So like Belle and Sebastian, Front Porch Step, Iron and Wine, Hotel Books, like all of that kind of stuff. Like the Decemberists, Neutral Milk Hotel, God, the list goes on, okay? And then second would probably be country, because I was raised on it, so country is pretty high up there for me. 17, what are you into? Is there a kink list or a BDSM test post coming out in the future? So, fun fact about me, I retake the BDSM test on the 14th of every month. It is like, I call it my test day, and I redo my BDSM test every month on the 14th. So, but I've also heard of a kink list. I've never done one before. I've seen one. I've seen it on other people's pages, but I've never done it before. So I definitely want to do a kink list, and it will definitely be coming out at some point. And if you guys are that interested in my BDSM tests answers, I can post those every month too. 18. What can we expect in the future on your page? Lots of audios, probably some scripts down the road, and a lot of slice of life shit. Like, a lot of rambles. I plan on doing, like, an erotic reading audio pretty soon. It's pretty high up on my list. What are we at? Question 18? Okay, let me go back and, like, I'll I have, like, let me unlock this real quick. I have, there's some scripts I want to record. I'm coming out with a series pretty soon. And then, like, I'm coming out with the series, like, really soon. And it's going to be, like, one that I do every week. So, that's coming out. I don't know. I have a bunch of plans. A bunch of plans. Okay, we were at question 18. Question 19. What are your biggest pet peeves? Probably a lot of people are going to disagree with me. Or maybe a lot of people will agree with me. But I fucking hate the sound of styrofoam. And if I hear it, I will die. I cannot stand the sound of styrofoam. It pisses me off, it upsets me, and it gets on my nerves, and it drives me insane. I can't stand it. It pisses me off. Like, if I hear it, I lose my shit. I shake. Like, I cannot stand the sound of styrofoam. And then, like, another biggest pet peeve is, like, I am a huge literature enthusiast, okay? I love grammar. I love punctuation. I'm not a huge fan of the way people text. Like, that's, like, something I notice right off the bat, like, when I start talking to somebody, is how you form your text messages. Like, and it's just, like, I naturally subconsciously notice it, and I don't realize I'm doing it, but I am literally, like, breaking down people's text messages, like, okay, yeah, a comma definitely goes there, but it's not there, so it's a little upsetting. Or, like, ooh, that's a run-on sentence. That's, like, four sentences in one sentence. That should be separated. Or, where's the fucking periods? Or, why is that capitalized? Or, why is that not capitalized? Or, like, text abbreviations? Like, I rarely, like, the only text abbreviation I use all the fucking time is OMW for on my way. Or OTW for on the way, like, if I'm in the car or something. Or LOL. Those are, like, the only two. The only other, like, I spell out by the way. Like, I don't know. And, like, I always take pride in, like, making sure that all of my text messages are, that all of my text messages are spelled out properly, written properly, grammatically correct, so on and so forth. Yeah, like, it's fine if other people do it. I'm not gonna die over it, or I'm not gonna stop talking to somebody because of it. But it's just, like, I don't know. I get super happy when I see that people, like, actually take the time to, like, write out their text messages. I don't know. It's just, it's a personal issue I have. Question 20. What ice cream flavor would your sexual preference be? So that's kind of funny, actually. I describe sexual preferences in a list from vanilla to chocolate to extra chocolate. I am all of those flavors. Like, I love some vanilla shit, and some of my stuff is, like, mediocre kinky, right? And then some of my shit is, like, life-threatening kinks, okay? Like, shit that I would do that could literally kill me, and I would be okay with it because I would be happy doing it. So that would be dark chocolate. Or, like, extra chocolate, or double chocolate, whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? Like, we got extra chocolatey, chocolate, and then vanilla. I'm all of them. yeah. That's all the questions for this part. So, I guess I will end this audio here, and I will see you guys in part two. Thanks for listening.